For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. Access to quality healthcare can be scarce in rural communities. It's a problem Dr. David McSwain wants to address with telehealth, which connects patients to healthcare providers through live video.
I think there's so much potential for how telehealth can contribute to our healthcare system and improve outcomes, improve safety, improve the work of physicians and other caregivers, but it has to be integrated into our healthcare system in the right way.
McSwain is the Chief Medical Information Officer at the Medical University of South Carolina, a nationally recognized leader in telehealth. As a pediatrician, he says this technology could be especially useful to help children, but something is missing.
One of the key missing ingredients to the advancement of telehealth nationally and at the local and state levels was the lack of quality research on pediatric telehealth.
In 2015, a team of doctors, including McSwain, created Sprout, a group designed to bring hospitals together and provide a framework for research. More than 100 institutions are involved today, including Mercy Virtual Care Center in St. Louis.
Because a lot of people are doing this on their own. So each individual institution across the U.S. is trying to figure out how to make this work.
Dr. Allison Kerfman runs the Pediatric Virtual Care Program at Mercy Virtual.
And by working together, we can get all that energy going in the same direction so that we can accomplish this in a faster and higher quality manner.
Earlier this year, Sprout received a $3.6 million grant to support telehealth research in pediatrics. Kerfman says it will help organizations work together to conduct more detailed research of pediatric health programs.
It adds a lot of power. When you get that evidence, it can be very powerful, and we want to use those sorts of research studies to help us determine best practices as well as advocacy.
Developing best practices is critical for Sprout, which hopes to use the research to inform policy decisions in states across the country.
Federally, they're doing a lot of work to advance policies and regulations around and embrace the implementation of health information technology and telehealth. But there's a lot of concern when you get down to the state level because of the cost of healthcare in general.
Brooke McSwain is the consulting manager for the South Carolina Children's Telehealth Collaborative, which is a member of Sprout.
But that's a huge chunk of money. And so there's a lot of concern around whether the juice is worth the squeeze. And unless we can provide really good evidence to suggest that we know it is, then the buy-in from the stakeholders who make the rules and allocate the money is not going to be there.
Kerfman says the majority of the published research focuses on patient satisfaction, not care quality.
But what we really need to know is how this practice model transforms medicine.
But until the research on telehealth outcomes is available, Dr. David McSwain says some providers will be apprehensive about participating in new telehealth programs.
Across the country, providers have learned that you don't change practice until there's actual evidence that it's going to work, that it benefits your patients, that it benefits your practice. That's really what we're trying to drive the focus towards, is really demonstrating where that value lies, because without that demonstration of value, providers simply aren't going to jump on the train.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at SCETV.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.